The Cuban National Baseball Series begins this weekend with games in 8 different ballparks around the island. The official opening day ceremony will be held at the Julio Antonio Mella Stadium, home of the current champions Las Tunas Lumberjacks, who will face Villa Clara, last season's runners-up. This edition of the Cuban National Baseball Series is dedicated to Celia Sanchez Manduley, heroine of the Cuban Revolution, and to the 500th anniversary of Havana. The Industrialist Lions, Havana's team, will host the Ciego de Ávila Tigers at Latinoamericano Stadium, also known as El Cerro's Colossus. Another interesting opening day series will be played at Capitan San Luis Stadium, where two-time champions Granma Sorrels will be visiting the perennial playoff candidates Pinar del Río Vegueros. The rest of the opening day matches will be Isla de la Juventud Pirates versus Matanzas Crocodiles, Mayabeque Tornadoes versus Camagüey Farmers, Cienfuegos Elephants versus Artemisa Hunters, Holguín Cubs versus Santi Spiritus Roosters, and Santiago de Cuba Wasps versus Guantanamo Indians. Players who participated in the Lima 2019 Pan American Games will be included in their team's rosters after the third series of the season. Cuban under-20 high jump champion Luis Enrique Zayas achieved this Friday 2 career milestones in one jump when he set a new personal best, 2.30 meters, and also became Pan American champion. "It was a very tense competition. I was under a lot of pressure, but I always trusted my odds," Zayas told Cuban reporters who are covering the Lima 2019 Pan American Games. Zayas, who had a personal best of 2.27 meters, was among the competition's underdogs, but he said that his result was influenced by the presence of high jump world record holder Javier Sotomayor, who gave Zayas tips and recommendations throughout the whole event. "It was something amazing having Sotomayor telling me from the bleachers what to do and what I was doing wrong. That made me feel quite good," Zayas said. The young Pan American champion, who just turned 22 last May, said his mind is set on the upcoming events, World Championship in Doha and the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. This Friday's competition schedule of the Lima 2019 Pan American Games gave Cuba a few more medals, and some of them were really a nice surprise for Cuban sports fans. In archery, in the men's recurve individual, Juan Carlos Stevens was eliminated in the round of 16 by American Brady Ellison. Hugo Franco did not make it through the round of 16 either after losing to Canadian Crispin Dueñas. And Adrian Puentes, who advanced to the quarterfinals, lost in that round to Brazilian Marcus Dalmeida. In athletics, Luis Enrique Zayas was the surprise of the day by winning the gold medal in the men's high jump, while women's triple jump athlete Lia Dagmis Povea gave Cuba a bronze medal, as she finished third behind Jamaican Shanika Ricketts, who finished with a silver medal, and Venezuelan Yulimar Rojas, who ended up with the gold. In the Basque pelota, Alejandro González will compete for the bronze medal in the men's individual hand fronton after losing in the semifinals to Mexican Arturo Rodriguez. One bronze medal and another golden one got our judo athletes. Osniel Solis, in the men's 66-kilogram bronze medal bout, defeated Mexican Nabor Castillo, while in the women's 57 kilograms, Anaelis Dorvigny lost to Colombian Yadinis Amaris. The gold medal was given to the Cuban delegation by Matiel Estrada in the men's 73 kilograms, who defeated Canadian Alonso Won by Ippon. In table tennis, the Cuban women's team lost in the quarterfinals to the United States. On the other hand, the men's team defeated Canada 3-1 and advanced to the semifinals. Freestyle wrestling gave the Cuban delegation in the Lima 2019 Pan American Games 3 bronze medals and 1 gold this Friday. Yudari Sanchez defeated Venezuelan Maria Acosta in the women's 68 kilograms. In the women's 76 kilograms, Mabel Kiz Capote won the bronze against Peruvian Diana Cruz. The third bronze medal of the day was earned by Reinieri Andreu in the men's 57 kilograms. Alejandro Valdez won the gold medal by defeating Dominican Alvaro Rudecindo in the men's 65 kilograms division. This was Abel Vasquez for the sports in Radio Havana, Cuba.